I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, July 15th. Scorpius is immersed in the Milky Way, the hazy band of light that outlines the disk of the Milky Way galaxy. Because of that, the constellation is home to a dense variety of star clusters. Some of them are young, so they hold some especially bright stars. Two examples are Messier 6 and 7. M7 is the brighter of the two. Under dark skies, it's fairly easy to see with the unaided eye. It's about 1,000 light-years away, and it contains hundreds of stars. M7 appears to be about 200 million years old. At that age, all of its most massive stars have long since blasted themselves to bits. That's because heavy stars use up their nuclear fuel in a hurry. But the cluster still contains some stars that are a good bit bigger, brighter, and heavier than the Sun. M6 may be just half as old as M7, so some of its stars are more impressive than any in M7. But astronomers have cataloged fewer stars there. And the cluster is hundreds of light-years farther than M7, so it's harder to see. A faint family of stars in the Milky Way. Look for the clusters quite low in the southern sky at nightfall. They're to the upper left of the stars that form the stinger of the Scorpion. M7 is about halfway between the stinger and the spout of the teapot formed by the next-door constellation Sagittarius. Fainter M6 is a little higher in the sky. Both clusters are good targets for binoculars. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.